Good morning. Improvised from Pennsylvania, this is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. Today is International Mine Awareness Day, calling for continued efforts with the assistance of the United Nations and relevant organizations to foster the national mine action capacities in countries where mines and explosive remnants of war constitute a serious threat to the safety, health, and lives of the civilian population. The Volkspark Prenzlauer Berg is apparently in a state of neglect. Local residents report garbage bags lying around the park entrance, old refrigerators, shoes scattered wildly around the area, bottles and leftover food being strewn around the park. The signs at the entrance to the park are so smeared that the writing can no longer be seen. The southern side, which borders Hohenschönhausenstraße, was converted into an illegal garbage dump. Residents regularly report on stairs and paths that are no longer cleaned. Plants and benches are outdated and so rotten that some no longer feel safe. According to walkers, in summer, you don't see so much rubbish, which is probably due to the fact that the Volkspark is always overgrown with plants and shrubberies. Pankow's mayor, Søren Ben of the Left Party, was in the Volkspark last week and remarked that he didn't notice anything outstanding as far as rubbish is concerned, but admitted that the park is not as dirty in all parts as on the south side. Ben says that the Green Space Office would be responsible, but now he wants to take care of it personally, remarking that littering in parks is a problem in the district. The park around Weissensee is being cleaned up by the BSR, which may have time and inclination to help out in the Volkspark as well. On Friday, Pankow's politicians will discuss the subject of garbage and the fact that many playgrounds are dilapidated in the district. The most popular drink of Berliners is their drinking water. As announced by Jörg Simon, CEO of Berliner Wasserbetriebe, at the annual press conference on Tuesday, water prices will remain stable for at least the next 4 years. To ensure that the water can not only be drunk at home, 5 new wells are to be added to the existing 44 public wells this year. Also, many drinking water dispensers in public places and schools will be built. Simon also remarked that it is also important to arm oneself against the consequences of climate change. Last year's heavy rain filled the basement and underground stations and bubbled over gullies, illustrating that the water systems work. Nevertheless, Ramona Popp, supervisory board member and senator for economic affairs, added that Berlin needs solutions for how the water in the city seeps away and the sewer systems do not flood. The rainwater agency of the water company is working on turning Berlin into a sponge city, meaning that water can seep through measures such as green roofs and construction methods that do not seal the ground, thus relieving the sewage system. At the same time, the damp soil will cool the city in the warmer months. Popp added that the most important goal is to bring Berlin even further forward with renewable energies. According to a customer survey, Tegel Airport is one of the worst in the world. Last year, the eDreams booking portal surveyed 50,000 of its customers. The result of the survey were published on Tuesday. Tegel ranks third in the ranking of the 10 worst airports. Only the Mohammed V airport in Casablanca and Ciampino, the smaller of the two airports in Rome, are rated even worse. The opinion of air travelers to Schönefeld Airport is not much better, landing in fourth place behind Tegel. The two airports in Berlin and Brandenburg rankings did not suddenly drop. Tegel and Schönefeld were already in third and fourth place in the first ranking of this kind, established in 2013. Tegel only performed slightly better in 2016, although the eighth worst airport in the world does not sound much better. Schönefeld took third place. Among other things, passengers criticized the complexity of the airport building, long distances, or outdated facilities. The airport ranking, which has now been published for the fifth year, is based on a survey of 50,000 passengers who were asked for an evaluation when they returned by email. According to the organizers, only airports that received at least 150 ratings were included. Among other things, criteria such as shopping facilities, restaurants, and waiting areas were evaluated. The best performers in the survey were Changi Airport in Singapore, followed by Zurich and Atatürk Airport in Istanbul. The Berlin Data Protection Commissioner, Maya Smelchik, wants to check whether the rental bike provider, O-Bike, has violated data protection laws with a security gap. A spokesperson for Smelchik remarked that an investigation is underway and the procedure is open-ended. O-Bike will have the opportunity to comment in detail in the coming weeks. The Bayerische Rundfunk, or the BR, had reported a data leak at O-Bike in December. According to this, names, contact information, profile photos, and movement data of users from all over the world were openly visible on the internet for at least 2 weeks. According to BR research, the social media functions of the O-Bike app had enabled access to the data. The company confirmed on request that there had been a security problem with the sharing function, which allows you to share the distance traveled or calories burned with other users in November. According to an O-Bike spokesperson, the reason for the security gap was a server relocation from Shanghai to Europe. Since the vulnerability was only the sharing function, a maximum of 100 users across Germany were affected, and the problem had been supposedly solved within 1 week. According to the IT department, there are no longer any security risks. And another quick reminder from the Berlin briefing team. Until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. And while we will keep on trying to provide you with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook or subscribe to our podcast to get notified when a new episode has been released. Berlin Briefing will probably be back tomorrow. And as always, thanks for listening.